Let's get into it from Devon Funds Management. Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Yeah, what do we know about this UK-US deal? I mean, how good is it? How big is it?
Well, the top line, it's a breakthrough agreement. It's tremendous, according to Trump. Keir Starmer also said it was fantastic, and see, it coincided with the anniversary of the end of World War II. But, yeah, it's a little bit light on detail in some places, and also there seems to be a few differences of opinion between both sides what exactly it means. So, yeah, look, it's a, I suppose, a monumental moment, and it's a deal, but, yeah, there's still a bit to be done yet. So it could still actually fall over, not quite a done deal, but investors aren't too bothered. They're looking at the positives. The US markets have soared. But, yeah, what do we know? It's, it lowers US duties on British steel, aluminium, automobiles, also beef, and that's in return for better access to American agriculture. Still a bit of debate on whether some tariffs would go to zero and to what extent that 10% baseline for the UK will remain in place. But, yeah, you mentioned auto manufacturers. They can send 100,000 cars to the US at 10% instead of 27.5%. Rolls-Royce, they can enter the market tariff-free, so their shares are higher. And an unnamed British airline, won't take too many guesses, is buying $10 billion worth of Boeing's planes, so Boeing jumped as well. So, yeah, we'll just sort of see how this plays out. It's worth pointing out that, yeah, the US and UK have actually a relatively convivial relationship compared to other countries. So, and also the US actually runs a trade surplus with the UK, so sort of take that in context. But, yeah, the markets jumped. Trump actually said investors should actually go out and buy stocks, which they did. For the UK, deal appears to have merit, although they've already been making contingency plans. They had that landmark deal with India earlier this week. They're negotiating with the EU. Also comes to the Bank of England. They cut rates overnight. So Governor Andrew Bailey, he welcomed the trade deal. No surprise there. And he hoped it would ease some of the risk to growth, in particular if other countries sort of have agreements as well. So let's see. We've got a few deals, Mike, to get done in the next 7 weeks.
That's true. Back home, how much light at the end of this warehouse tunnel?
Yeah, that was quite a positive update, actually, for them. Obviously, they've been under the pump a bit, but things appear to be on the improve. Shoppers are opening their wallets. Some of their strategies are working. So look at third quarter sales. They were up 2.2%, 710.5 million. The warehouse sales themselves, they're up 1.9%. They've refreshed everyday essentials. Homeware, apparel and the like, that seems to be having some success. Not so good at warehouse stationery. They were down 3.3% in terms of their sales. Back to school campaign went well, but yeah, significantly businesses are still cutting back on their spend. But Noel Leeming, yeah, I thought that was really positive. So their sales up 4.5%, 234.9 million. Online sales up almost 16%. Yeah, this is really strong considering the economy and all the various consumer surveys. So which say that, you know, we're not buying big ticket items or not just yet, but yeah, they appear to be sort of doing so at Noel Leeming, so that was good. Overall, their market share went up. They're around about 15.8%. Foot traffic's gone up, and people are actually spending more rather than just browsing. But the important thing, just to sort of not rain on the parade too much, is they have been discounting, so there has been a cost there. They've actually reduced selling prices by 4.3% on average during the period, so that's taking the gross profit down. And I guess the trick is, Mike, will they have to keep discounting to keep people spending in the stores? They do talk about further rate cuts helping, so we'll have to see there. And but just also, yeah, another sort of element of caution. They said February was strong, but March and April were soft. And also, like Briscoe, as I said, warmer weather hasn't helped the start to winter. So maybe we shouldn't pop the champagne corks just yet, but the shares were up 1.3%, down still over 20% year to date.
Fantastic. A real quick word on ANZ. I mean, the banks generally this week have done well.
Yeah, they have. So, look, the growth environment overall is quite tepid. But, yeah, if you look at ANZ's New Zealand business, did quite well and actually did better than the Aussie business. Customers are sort of holding together in terms, you know, they're staying up to date with their payments, which is good. Provisions are still relatively low. Revenues ticked up slightly. Yeah, lots of caution around the economy, particularly, obviously, in New Zealand. And the story actually wasn't as good for the Aussie parent as well. Their cash earnings were up just 1%. They received a bit of a boost at that Suncorp Bank deal. But, yeah, look, we'll take the positives. Revenue's up in New Zealand, sort of things holding together for now, but obviously nice. A bit of caution on the horizon.
Numbers, please.
Yeah, so it's a good session for the US market. So the Dow is up at the moment 1.3%, 41,630. The S&P 500 500 is also up 1.3%. The NASDAQ, that's roaring ahead, up 1.7%. FTSE down 0.3% in the UK. Nikkei up 0.4%. ASX 200 up 0.16%. NZX 50, we were down 0.2%, 12,467. Commodities, gold stepping back from record highs, down $61, 3,302 an ounce. Oil up $1.80, 59, spot 86. And the currency markets, Kiwi against the US, 59.1, down a bit. Aussie dollar, 92.3, down slightly as well. As we were against sterling, 44.6. But we were up against the yen, up 0.8%, 86.1.
Good on you, mate. Have a good weekend. Catch up next week. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.